You talked to Rex in Central New York, and obviously he's a very positive guy. But what kind of vibe did he get from the Jets head coach, who's now entering his sixth season with the green and white?
You know, Rex has always got his chin up, and he's got a smile on his face, and he believes in his team. And I hope the New York fans believe in him as much as I do. I go all around this league, and I see all the coaches. I spend a lot of time with a lot of them. I find Rex to be one of the more refreshing guys in the league. Number two, he oozes confidence. I think it's contagious for his team. Personally, I don't think he's going anywhere. I'm on record as saying that. I don't think this is a do-or-die season for him. It would be a huge mistake if it was. And I would like to see the Jets give him a vote of confidence even before this starts. Don't think they will, but I think they should.
Pat, the season starts next week as the Jets will host the Oakland Raiders at MetLife Stadium. Does Jets Nation have reason to believe that the playoff drought will end this year? Because you look at that AFC, it seems wide open after the Denver Broncos and maybe the New England Patriots.
Well, I think you're fighting for a wild card, and you're going to play some people that are in the same race, and those games are going to be critical for tiebreakers. The San Diego Chargers, to me, are in the race for a wild card, and you're playing them. The Kansas City Chiefs, in the race for a wild card, and you're playing them. The Tennessee Titans, which not a lot of people are talking about, in my mind, in the race for a wild card, and you're playing them. Those games, those head-to-heads will make the difference between you making it or not.